Would Such an Inscription Look Well on Some of Our Costly Furniture? By James Smith, Holiness Unto the Lord, 1865. On that day, even the harness bells of the horses will be inscribed with these words, Holy Unto the Lord, and the cooking pots in the temple of the Lord will be as sacred as the basins used beside the altar. Zechariah 14:20. We are to write on all that we are, on all that we have, Holy Unto the Lord. We are no longer to live unto ourselves, but unto Him who loved us and gave Himself up for us. We are to have holy thoughts, holy desires, holy motives, holy aims, holy pleasures, holy sorrows, and pursue holy objects. See then what we should be, holy. This was God's end in our election, redemption, and effectual calling. This is God's design in all our trials, troubles, and exercises. They are for our profit, that we may be partakers of His holiness. See also what we should do, right. Holy unto the Lord on all that we possess. We have no right to possess, use, or wear anything on which we cannot write, Holy unto the Lord. Christian, is there anything in your house, in your business, or on your person, on which it would be unfitting to write, Holy unto the Lord? If so, ought you to possess it, practice it, or wear it? Would such an inscription look well on some of our costly furniture, fine clothing, or entertainments? Would it? Do not shun the question, but let conscience take it up, examine, and return an honest answer. We should use all that we have as consecrated to Jehovah's service and praise. Our mental powers, our physical strength, our wealth, our abilities, our possessions, all should be used for God and for His glory. When about to employ any of these, we should pause and ask, will putting them to this use honor God? Will it serve His cause? Will it bring praise to His most holy name? All who see us, dwell with us, or visit us, should be able to perceive that we have written upon all that we have and are, Holy unto the Lord. Until they can, we are not what we ought to be, and God's end in what He has done for us and conferred upon us is not answered. O Spirit of holiness, come down and by the finger of your power write Holy unto the Lord upon our hearts. Enable us, as the effect, to write upon all that we have and are, upon all that we purpose, plan, and do, Holy unto the Lord, in large and pleasing characters, such as all may understand.